Some of you have never heard of Judy Prince, but in 1995, Judy called a friend of hers here in Justin and told her, "I have less than a week to live, and I'm dying, and I've called to say goodbye." You know, when you have breast cancer for 2 years, and it's eating you up, the doctors wanted to take her breast off, but she wouldn't let them. She said, "No, I'm going to die a whole woman. I ain't going to die a piece of a woman. I'm going to die a whole woman. You're not going to cut my breast off of me." So she refused to let them do surgery on her. So she was within just a week of dying. And when she called Sue here and told Sue that, "I'm calling to say goodbye. I have less than a week to live." Well, Sue, when she hung up the phone, Sue picked up the phone and called me and said, "Thurman, I sat in your Sunday school class in that Baptist church every Sunday listening to you talk about the power of God and how God's healing people and all the things you're doing, how you're praying for people, and He's doing great things." She said, "If my husband and I buy you a ticket to Corpus Christi Saturday morning, will you go down there and pray for this woman, friend of mine?" I said, "Sure." "Now you think about this. I called you and asked you, I'm going to buy you a ticket to Corpus next Saturday. You're going to have to get up at 5 o'clock to catch the plane to go to Houston, to change planes and go to Corpus. And then you're going to meet a man that you've never seen before in your life. And then you're going to let him take you to his house, to his wife, which you've never seen in your life. And you're going to spend the next 5 hours in that home teaching those people the Word of God. And then you're going to pray for this woman. Then you're going to get on an airplane and make that trip back, and you're going to get home at 10 o'clock. How many people do you know that's willing to do that for somebody? Why do we not see God do anything? First of all, you either got to be out of your ever-loving mind, or you got to really know who your God is to do something like that on a Saturday. You know that? To get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, make a trip like that, and go teach somebody God's Word and then pray for them, and then come home and get home at 10 o'clock that night? I mean, do you know that's a pretty long day? But I'm willing to do that for people. I've done it for many a person. That little Baptist woman, when I got down there that day after I'd been there, well, she didn't know what happened. All she knew was Judy got healed. She is alive and well. But she didn't know for a long time what happened. But Judy had unforgiveness. She knew that yesterday, that Judy had unforgiveness. Now, unforgiveness brings cancer. Isn't that amazing? And it kills. But after repentance, and after, in fact, I'll never forget little Judy Prince that day. She weighed about 80 pounds. I mean, you've seen people like that, right? Eat up with cancer. I mean, their bones are sticking out. I mean, they're just nothing. Poor little thing. But after I taught them about 2 hours, her husband, Don, they were both Baptist. He fell out of his chair on the floor on his knees with his hands raised, and he said, "God, I can't believe I've been in church all of my life, and I didn't know these principles this man's teaching us from your word." Isn't that a shame? But you know, most of us don't know these things. You know, compared to what's in the Word of God, do you know how much I know? About that much. Yeah. About that much. In fact, I was in a healing school one day, and I was quoting a verse in Ephesians 3:20. I want to put this verse on the board so you can see it. And I don't care which translation, King James will be okay. But Ephesians 3:20, I want you to see this awesome verse. I was quoting this verse. This is the NLT. "Now glory be to God, by His mighty power at work within us, He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope." Now, I want to put that on the King James. Put that in the King James now that you read it in the NLT. "Now unto Him that is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." I was walking down the hall of a healing school one day over in Hearst. I quoted that verse, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, "How much of that power is in you?" If God asked you that question, what would you say? How much of that power is in you? How much? That's what I told Him. All of it. You know what he answered me? He said, no. There's only a tiny bit of it in you. He said, it's the Word. He said, the more of the Word you have in you, the greater is your power. He said, if you had all of the Word in you, then there would be nothing impossible with you. That's how you can make those statements, if you can believe. If my Word remains in you and you remain in me, then you can ask what you want to, and I'll do it for you. That's awesome, isn't it? The more of the Word I hide in my heart, it seems like the greater become the miracles and the things that I see God do. Because just look at that verse one more time. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think. Now that's God. Now to him, God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, according to the power that worketh in us. The more of the Word you have in you, the greater is the power that's in you. So if we believe that, why aren't we diligently putting more of this Word in us? And just like this lovely little couple up here, they've got the Word, or at least some of it. They got a little tiny bit of it too hidden. So when one of their children gets stung with 3 or 4 or 5 wasps, what does Mama do? She's there. She stands on the Word. And just a few minutes, the burns are all gone away, aren't they? Isn't it nice to have a mama like that? Yeah, it's wonderful to have a mama like that. I told them, I said, you know, since they told the story, I said, I was down in the hangar the other day working on the airplane, and I reached up to get my ladder. I had a little 6-foot ladder standing there. I reached up to get it so I could get up on top of something. And when I reached in, of all things, right where I put my hand, I reached in right on a wasp nest. I mean, how many times have you ever seen those little things build nests under something like that? They build everywhere in the summertime. Right in under there and put my hand right on the stupid wasp nest. Well, they stung me 4 or 5 times before I could get away. I mean, the wasps come everywhere. I didn't know where they were, but I knew there was all over, and they were hitting me all over. Bam, 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 bam. Well, I just walked off out there, and of course, you know, they're flying on, and I'm swatting them. You know how you do. I got away from them. I got away from that ladder a little bit out there, and then I thought, man, I've stung several times. It's burning like crazy. I said, Lord, I'm sure glad I'm your son. Sure glad I know your Word. I said, Father, thank you that Mark 16:17-18, especially verse 18. Put those two scriptures on the board in the King James. Mark 16:18 especially. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now think about this. Jesus said this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. You know, now I realize there's a whole lot of unbelieving people in the church. Because that next statement is a big one, isn't it? What shall we do? In my name you shall cast out devils. How many people you know has been in church all their life ain't never even dreamed about casting out a devil? Never dreamed about casting out a devil. You know, how much power do we have over devils? All. I mean, all. It says, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So if we drink any deadly thing, so in any deadly poison of any kind that gets in our body, whether it comes in through a wasp sting, whether it's deadly poison, you drink it, any kind of deadly poison that gets in your body, which a wasp, a snake, or anything, you can stand by faith on God's Word, and He'll take it away. That's how Kim prayed for those boys. That's exactly the verse you quoted. That's it, right? That's exactly the verse. See, you stand on God's Word. And when you stand on His Word, He does what He says He'll do. And so, of course, she said only a matter of a few minutes and the boy wasn't hurting no more. Well, whenever I got stung with all those wasps down there in the hangar last week, I just stood on His Word in just a matter of a couple of minutes. I didn't have it was gone, like nothing ever happened. I wasn't even stung. Now, isn't it amazing what we can do with the Word? As children of God, what we can do with the Word. But most people don't believe that. They don't know that. And, I mean, it's real simple. You shall take up serpents. You can handle the devil. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. How many times have I laid hands on the sick and seen God heal them? Many, many, many times. Is that just for me? It's for all of us, isn't it? Sure, it's for every one of us. We can all do that. I want to start today in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. We're going to start off there, and we're going to see, before we get through with 2 Timothy is where we're going to start. Not Peter's, that's my next one. We may not get to there, but we're going to go 2 Timothy 1, 5. 2 Timothy 1, 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in thee also. Now, if you find a grandmother of great faith and a mother of great faith, what can you be assured is going to happen to your children? They're going to have great faith because you're going to teach your children the Word of God. Now, you find a grandmother and a mother that's interested in soap operas, and they don't care about God's Word. They don't study it. They'd rather watch television all day long and let the television be a babysitter for your children instead of raising those children like you're supposed to as the mother. You can be assured you're going to raise up some little devils and not some little Christians. But back in this day, we didn't have television, praise God. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which is in Timothy, which was dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it is in you also. You would think that children raised up in a good Christian home would have faith. But why is it that so many children that are raised up in a home that they go to church every Sunday, when we send them to college, we lose them? Do y'all know that we lose the majority of our Christian children when they go to college? 4 years is all it takes.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Vessel of Honor for God's Glory, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.